The unity is kindled by a contest. A contest that can only be understood by experiencing it firsthand. Congratulations. You are now a member of the small percentage of the human population that has played in the world's largest trivia contest. Go ahead. Try to explain this contest to a friend who has not played. Sure, they may understand it, but they won't understand why. Through 90FM's Trivia Focus, we've tried to understand the trivia player, what makes the trivia player tick. Perhaps these examples will provide some insight to what makes a trivia player play trivia. Our first step was introducing ourselves to the players.
Hi, this is Zach Bergeron from 90FM.
Hi, this is Chad from 90FM. Would you like to do a trivia focus?
Well, I don't like your attitude, but okay.
Hey, it's 90FM. Do you want to do a trivia focus?
Hi, this is Capital from 90FM.
Hi, this is 90FM. Would you like to do a trivia focus?
For trivia focus, we're Becca
and Chad.
Hi, this is Jim from 90FM. You want to do a trivia focus?
Hi, this is Jesse with 90FM. Would you like to do a trivia focus?
Hi, I was wondering if you guys would be interested in doing a trivia focus.
This is 90FM.
Hi, this is John with 90FM.
Hi, this is Crazy Becky with 90FM.
Hey, this is Evan. Would you like to do some trivia focus this morning?
For trivia focus, this is Brian.
I am Evan.
And I'm Matt.
Step number two, get to know their name.
More alcohol than answers.
We are Obama's Paul has Hillary on top.
Bubba Grump and his hefty tentacles.
Sexual harassment panda.
Ellen DeGeneres is having my baby.
Zapper Dog asked us about our wiener.
We are Einstein's illegitimate children.
SC League of Extraordinary Carrots.
Dom Hussein, hang in there, buddy.
And llama flavored tacos.
We are the queens in pink.
Butt says what?
Dad computers, go and pack yourself return.
Fuzzy logic, close enough, eh?
Next, find out what gets them ready to play in the world's largest trivia contest.
We just fart a lot in the basement.
Wiggle and jiggle and giggle all over.
We have pink tiara-shaped queens and pink cookies.
Please, honey, we've been smoking a pork loin all day. We need more ABBA.
More point beer and more Battle Quest.
Maybe running around the house, you know, not fully clothed.
We just like to drink beer. Drink heavily.
Sometimes, we've discovered more than we bargained for.
I want to see a trick I learned in prison.
That must have been quite a sight.
I think on the form we put 12, but I'm pretty sure we got about 20 people over here right now.
So you guys are cheating.
There's people here picking fleas off each other, so that'll work.
What's the maximum capacity of your shower?
32 people.
Have you taken a shower yet?
No.
Do you plan on taking a shower with 32 people soon?
Yeah.
Do you have a no pants day for the trivia weekend?
No, but we're going to have one starting now. Everybody take your pants off. We oil up the wiener dog and run around and chase it.
Well, because we do tend to have some problems with gas as the contest rolls on.
Is that a banana in your pocket?
We really have to pee.
What happens when a team member falls asleep?
We kick him in the face.
My younger sister woke up with an unlit cigarette between her lips and a beer bottle in her hand.
The female is very feisty.
I'm Rocky and you're Bullwinkle because you got a nice rack and I'm hung like a squirrel.
We inbreed.
I'd like to be invisible.
Why would you like to be invisible?
Oh, you don't want to know.
What do you think Oz's weaknesses are?
Oh, girl can't pull off glitter to save her life.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday should definitely be no pants day. Undoubtedly. Because it would coordinate with no undie Sunday.
Oftentimes, we found talent in the strangest places.
Trivia, exciting and new, come aboard, we're gonna spoo on you.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't harass, sexual harassment, panda.
Final countdown.
Take one down,
that's the ground,
and I
leave some beer on the wall.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Sky is blue and all of it's a green.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do the conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Yeah, that's great.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
something like that, you know?
I am like I am, we're ready to fight.
Do you believe in fantasy?
Do 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 do.
Well, I gotta get drunk and I sure do get it.
We found that throughout the contest, everyone has made their mistakes.
What is the dumbest answer you've given so far this contest?
I don't know.
I don't have a clue. John Schmoltz.
Drooling babies. Dora the Explorer.
I can't put my finger on it.
We don't know any of the answers because they are just too damn hard.
Stitch. Did I say itch? I meant stitch. I don't know.
Got Among Us. Dr. Leslie Goodhead.
Shampoo. Carne asada.
But in the end, everyone seems to know what it's all about.
We're drinking beer and answering trivia questions, so I guess that's a good tradition.
What would you sacrifice for trivia?
I would sacrifice a right leg, a left leg, and maybe my mom.
Trivia. Trivia lives in everything. You just gotta see it, do it, feel it. Trivia is the best experience, and everybody should at least play it at least once in a while.
Everybody's getting together. The whole family came home for the weekend.
Thank you very much. All right, thank you for joining Trivia Focus.
Thank you for playing.
Thanks, Trivia players, for participating in this year's Trivia 38 contest, as well as participating in our Trivia Focuses.
Thanks, everybody, for playing Trivia this year. Thanks to all the businesses for donating food, and thanks to all the volunteers for volunteering and eating food, and everybody else for just straight-up playing. We really appreciate it.
Thanks to all of the Trivia players. Without you, we'd have no reason to do this. And a great, big, huge thanks to all the volunteers, because without you, we couldn't do it. So again, thanks, everyone, and hope to see you next Trivia.
Thanks, players, for a great contest.
Thank you, volunteers. Thank you, Trivia players. Thank you to the businesses for supporting us during this contest. And thank you to the community in general for being able to come together and show us how to have fun for a weekend.
Thank you, everyone, for participating in Trivia Returns. Please join us next year, where Trivia will return once again.
The exec staff is in the studio right here, and they want to say... Thank you, everybody, for all you playing at Trivia 38 and all the other Trivia contests. This is the Killer Kurt Malik, and I just want to say we had a great time. The exec staff was just phenomenal, how they worked all weekend long. The general staff was even better yet, and the community volunteers were like God around here. And we just put everything together, and it was just amazing how everything worked out grand. So let's get into some music with the Beatles' Cool Down and, of course, A Hard Day's Night. Right here on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Cooldown on 90FM has been sponsored in part by Dan's Liquor, 2710 Post Road in Plover, Wisconsin. That's Dan's Liquor.
Trivia Cooldown. And Killer Kurt Malik.
Thank you.
The Beatles, right here on 90FM's Trivia Cool Down. Hi, I'm the Killer Kurt Malik. It is about 22 minutes after 12. Temperature is just a phenomenal 58 degrees here in Stevens Point on April 22nd here. So, anyway, just want to thank everybody for playing trivia. And it was really nice. It was a very nice year. Things went really well. But anyway, I'm just, we're all glad that everybody had a great time playing trivia. And for many more years to come on playing trivia. We also had some issues with personal and health problems all through last year and this year, and we survived. And I'm really happy that Jim and John pulled through and are keep on going, because that way they can keep on writing questions and continuing with the trivia contest. So anyway, we're going to do some more music here. Love Me Do. Let's hear it from the Beatles. The Beatles Cool Down right here on 90FM.
Love me do, you know someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being around.
Trivia Cool Down on 90FM has been sponsored in part by Dan's Liquor, 2710 Post Road in Plover, Wisconsin. That's Dan's Liquor.
Trivia Cool Down and Killer Kurt Malik.
Like
Beatles, right here on 90FM's Beatles Cool Down. Hey Tripper. Before that, some Twist and Shout. And I also remember that song, of course, from the Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Before that, I'm Down, and very top, Help. It is 12:37, temperature is 58 degrees here in Stevens Point. I am the Killer Kurt Malik, and we'll be having the awards pretty damn soon, I'm thinking. So we're going to get into some more music here with one of my favorites, I Am the Walrus, right here on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
And we are.
ready for the awards.
Hi, Killer.
Hi.
There you go. Are we on?
I guess we is on.
You can hear us in there. That's good. Johnny, you wanna? How
yeah.
are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
That's
yourself?
Good. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm dropping some huge stuff this morning.
Just stumpy downwind.
I don't know why things are happening here. Hey, by the way, I just want you to know everything's under control.
It is.
It is.
Finally.
We're going to read the point values for hours 53 and 54.
In hour 53, question 1 was worth 90 points, question 2, 45, question 3, 55, question 4, 45, question 5, 105, question 6, 10, question 7, 25, question 8, 10. Again, the hour 53 point values.
Go ahead.
Question number 1, 90 points, question 2, 45, question 3, 55, question 4, 45, question 5, 105, question 6, 10, question 7, 25, and question 8, 10.
In hour 54, question number 1 was worth 335 points, question 2 worth 10 points, question 3 worth 25 points, question 4 worth 285 points, question 5 was worth 10 points, question 6 was worth 15 points, question 7, 10 points, and question 8 was worth 0 points because nobody got it. Okay, once again, hour 54, question 1 was worth 335 points, question 2 was worth 10 points, question 3 was worth 25 points, question 4 was worth 285 points, question 5 was worth 10 points, question 6, 15 points, question 7 was worth 10 points, and question 8 was worth 0 points, again, because nobody got it.
You're feeling smug, aren't you?
That was such a good poem.
It was
you know what?
Literature.
It was poetic justice.
Oh. Yes. Here, then, are the standings for Trivia 28. Trivia returns.
Did I say 28?
Trivia 38. Holy cow. I just lost
you.
I feel 10 years younger.
It's deja vu all over again.
I feel better than James Brown.
My God, a little cauterizing in that stomach lining, and holy cow, you
feel
10 years
younger.
You bet.
In 436th place with 0 points, the West Side Hemp Hill Tree Huggers. David Hasselhoff is my master now. Mel Torme is dead. BWO, Sharpies, Fender Benders, and Bums. Return of the Son of Shut Up and Play Your Trivia, and Rex Incorporated.
434th place, 5 points, is Overact Bladder in Memory of Dominic and Bad Day for Japan's Top Comedians.
In 430th place with 10 points, Dub Janitors, and There's a Trucker Missing, and Anna and Her Humans, and The Welchers, An Inconvenient Thirst.
429th place, 15 points, is Got Baked.
In 428th place with 20 points is Team Dorfer.
In 427th place, 30 points, is Branch Travidians Lockdown in Linwood.
In 426th place, 55 points, Rufus Leaking.
That's going to be too bad tonight, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
There's a big line of storms coming.
They're coming.
You know, never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. 424th place, 70 points, is Bar Each Nim Nims and Karis Hip Dysplasia.
In 423rd place, with 85 points, is Sasha and the Ragdoll.
In 421st place, 115 points, is Dukes of La Crosse and Oz and Eck, Riding in Astronaut Diapers.
Who lets those team register those
names? I don't know. Some Wayo.
Yeah. 420th place, 130 points, is Do We Know Who Went Dookie in the Urinal?
Bob's got to clean it up tomorrow,
oh,
that's
yeah.
for sure. And in 419th place with 155 points is Dis Show Am Good.
418th place, 165 points, is Bakahi Special.
And in 417th place with 170 points is Veterans of a Foreign Trivia.
In 416th place, 175 points, Paddle Quest Does Trivia, Co-Ed Team of Three.
And in 415th place, 185 points, is Step 1, Call In. Step 2, I don't know. Step 3, Quit.
414th place, 190 points, Running with Scissors.
As it's a good sport.
Oh, yeah.
In 413th place with 195 points is Things That Go Bump in the Night.
In 412th place, 215 points, Longinus. Nice Hooters.
In 412th place with 215, 411th place with 220 points is 2007. For the record, nobody's home.
In 409th place, 225 points is A Stupid Llama Spit in My Mama's Face. And Pirates of Ye Canadian Border Patrol.
In 408th place, 230 points is Millie, How Old Is Your Dog?
In 407th place, 250 points is Chester's Festers, Traveling Stoidberries.
And in 406th place with 255 points is Arpin University Honor Offer Society.
404th place, 270 points is Stan Mikita's Donuts and Nine Girls, Three Robot Babies, and a Llama.
And in 403rd place with 280 points is We're Playing Trivia in My Pants.
402nd place, 290 points
is... all trivia.
It's all trivia.
Very trivial.
In 402nd place, 290 points, Quillies.
And in 401st place with 325 points is Alder Not Wiser, Beware of the Janus.
In 400th place, 330 points is Rhymes with Steer.
And in 399th place with 335 points is Phosphate Free on McDill Pond.
In 397th place, 355 points is CBF 11, This Bud's for You, and Partnership for Free Drug America.
395th place, 360 points is Superbox and 25-Year-Old Virgin.
In 394th place, 365 points is the Albert Einstein Fan Club.
And in 393rd place, the 370 points is Kiki is a Crazy Driver and I Love June.
In 392nd place, 375 points is Spicy Beef Log, Praying for a Splashback.
Love it.
And
we're not talking about any old log. We're talking about a beef log, a spicy beef log. Yes, I know. 391st, I'm just thinking about what I'm not going to say. 391st place with 400 points is El Magnifico.
And 390th place, 405 points is A Few Fries Short of a Happy Meal.
And that is now a coinable expression because that is, that's great.
Spicy beef log?
No!
What?
A Few Fries Short of a Happy Meal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really exactly. You know, like your pilot light went on in the back burner of your brain.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or like a couple oars short of a...
There you go. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Of a Viking ship.
Yeah.
Okay. And in 387th place with 410 points is One Man Down, Caucasian Persuasion and Humping Deer. And only in Wisconsin, of course. Mainly in up in Superior, isn't
Superior.
It?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
The sick and wrong guy up there?
That was a true
And story. I hope he's in jail for a long time.
I hope so.
Relatives, Lord help us.
386th place, 415 points is Better Than Trailer Trash Ninjas.
And in 385th place is 420 points is This Year Is for Corky and Twinkie.
In 384th place, 445 points, Ralph and Company.
And in 380th place, 450 points is Loop, Swoop, and Pull. And Galloping Peacocks and Iron Lotuses and Mount Scenario College Orphans et al. And Heidi and the Baker Street Gang.
In 379th place, with 460 points, is My Rooster Like Your Cat.
And in 378th place, 465 points, is Bob's a No-Show.
377th place, 480 points, is House for Sale, 2148 Patch Street.
Oh, I got an update on it.
Sold
it. Yeah.
Sold.
378th place, 490 points is Winner, Winner, Chicken Dinner. Oh, can I say the next one? Can
no,
I, please?
No, it's mine.
Okay,
mine.
All right, go ahead.
375th place with 500 points is Chai Chai Roger Guay's Energy Bands.
And in 374th place with 510 points is Utter Burn. And in 375th place is the Chai Chai Rodriguez Energy Bands.
You have to say it.
I have to say it. You know, one time they were tied with, Hey, Would You Blow Me?
Oh, they were. Don't even go there. Don't even start.
You know, if you fell off that chair now.
No, no, this one's got that railings.
It's got railings. Kind of like the bed in the hospital.
Exactly.
They got the railings up there for you.
Keeps me in place.
There you go.
373rd place with 530 points is Pfeiffer Friends Figuring Trivia.
And in 372nd place, 550 points is Got the Itch Preparation Phi Sig.
371st place, 555 points is We Really Have to Pee.
And 370th place with 565 points is Dingleberry Joe and the Cat Farts.
It's great. It's great. 369th place, 585 points is Son of Dork.
In 366, you know, you never get too old to laugh at farts. I mean, really.
It's funny in any language.
It is. It's funny in any language. 366th place, and they're sitting over there going, is he really talking about farts? 366th place at 600 points is Barney and the Duff Guzzlers, and Show Me Your Leon Burger, and Za Luxurific Studs.
In 365th place, 610 points is Buzz Cafe, Nanilchik, Alaska.
364th place, 625 points is Bloopkilla.
In 363rd place, 635 points is Al Gore's Power Plant. We've got gas.
361st place with 640 points is the Elf Project, Scrum in Session, and Greg, Where's My Car?
In 360th place, 675 points is Planet of Fire.
359th place with 690 points is You, Shake Your Junk.
In the trunk. 357th place, 700 points is Bank Alterina, Time, UW Credit Union, and the Blow Dryers.
And in, I have no idea where I am. Oh, yeah. 356th place, 705 points is BDS, Is It Dead?
In 355th place, 725 points is What's Up With The Ketchup?
353rd place, 730 points is Ninja Clan Rita, and the Toma Turkeys, Return of the Ticks.
Easy for you to say. Mm-hmm. 352nd place, 785 points is Scooter Dog 7. War is not the answer.
351st place, 805 points is Shawnee Bean Clan. We Eat People.
348th place, 810 points is Trouble in Metropolis and Drunken RG 6 Slingers. And NyQuil is Mother's Milk.
I don't get that one. NyQuil is Mother's Milk?
I don't know.
It's really an interesting name.
Yeah.
347th place, 820 points is Space Monkey Mafia Returns.
346th place with 855 points is, hey, I'm playing trivia.
344th place with 870 points is Yadir Hayan.Amro and Constipation Nation.
Iron Pills.
Iron Pills.
341st place, 895 points is Llama Flavored Tacos, Trees and Zorros, and Skulking Loafers.
340th place, 900 points, is The Democrats Return.
And 338th place, 905 points, is Trivia 38, Headquarters Toma Branch Office, LLC, and Department of Defense. Happy 80th birthday, Norm.
And in 337th place, 930 points, is My Sister Shaved Her Legs and Rectum.
Ooh. Ooh. 338th place, 905 points is, 337th place, 930 points is my sister. We did that one. Yeah. 335th place.
My sister.
Yeah. Okay. 335th place, 935 points is Multiple Personalities and Coyote Ugly Returns.
334th place, 940 points is Don Imus Brothers.
In 333rd place, 950 points is My Dixie Wrecked.
And in... Just put your head down. In 300.
What? What? What is that?
These are college students.
Yes.
They're getting it soon. Okay. 332nd place, 955 points is Servants of the Beer God East.
In 329th place with 960 points. The Urethra Franklin's Queen of Hole, the Pabst Blue Ribbon Army, and Two Peas in Two Pods.
328th place with 975 points is The Bomb Lives On, Grow a Set.
327th place, 985 points is The Big Yellow One, is The Sun.
And in 326th place, 1,005 points is If You Lick It, You Will Own It.
In 325th place, 1,010 points is The Men of the Kitchen Table.
And in 324th place with 1,020 points is Squirrely Mew.
323rd place, 1,030 points, Oreo Lane Brains, Oreo Lane Brains.
322nd place, 1,035 points is Dead Skunks Slower Than a Red Lumina.
321st place, 1,040 points, Floogie and the Fart Smellers.
319th place with 1,055 points is Freak Show, Shut Your Pie Hole, and Play... Freak Joe, Shut Up Your Pie Hole, Play Music, and The Committee to Punch Oliver in the Face.
318th place, 1,060 points is Molly's Rusty Krusty Krabs.
317th place, 1,070 points is Bob Anonymous Desperate Women Unite.
In 316th place, with 1,075 points, Darth Vader's lunchbox.
In 314th place, 1,080 points, is Timber Jim's Rum Dummies, and funnier than a sharp stick in the eye.
In 313th place, 1,085 points, Spy.
311th place, 1,095 points, is a lavish display of ignorance in Baby Boomers and Boomers Babies Year 11.
In 310th place, 1,105 points, Team Mueller, We Know Jack.
And in 309th place, with 1,115 points, is Let Me See Your Funky Chicken.
307th place with 1,135 points is Marty Stouffer, Touched by Snake, and Dorothy Salt Shakers, Shake and Bake.
Shake and Bake. 306th place, 1,150 points is Big Guns Heroes.
305th place, 1,160 points, My Trivial Pursuit of Happiness.
And in 304th place, 1,195 points is Uncle Chet's Friendly Club.
In 302nd place, 1,200 points, Team Marcus Enters Camp Black Axe. And listen, it's the sound of us not caring.
In 301st place with 1,205 points is We're Feeling Wild on Rice Again.
300th place, 1,250 points, PWN, Newbies or Bust.
And in 299th place, 1,265 points is Mama Sang Bass, Daddy Sang Tenor.
Hormonal problems. 297th place, 1,300 points is Cheeto Bandito and the Flapjack Five, and We're Bringing Pandas Back. Yep.
296th place, 1,330 points is What's Our Team Name This Year?
295th place, 1,340 points. Trivia 38. Dude, where's the answer?
291st, 4th place with 1,360 points is Absolute Ogres in the Snowy Bat Cave.
293rd place, 1,365 points, Fortress of Nolitude, Team of Steel.
And in 292nd place with 1,380 points is Britney Shaved Her George W. Bush.
Oh, God. 291st place, 1,390 points, Big Johnson, Back in the Groove.
289th place.
Funny how that worked out.
Yeah, that is funny how that worked, that Big Johnson was right under Britney.
Yeah.
And 289th place of 1,405 points is 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 24, No Talking, Lost is On. And in Ed Gein's House of Furniture, The Year of the Dog Stool.
In 287th place, 1,415 points, Trivia Nuts, Dazed and Confused, and White Hot Juggernaut of Arnott.
In 286th place, with 1,420 points, is Got Monkey.
285th place, 1,435 points, Tickle My Elmo, An Extreme Return.
In 284th place, with 1,455 points, is Acadian Warlords, Southern Command.
In 282nd place, with 1,470 points, The Dread Visigoth Death Horde and Incognito.
281st place, with 1,485 points, is Home of the Guy on the Couch.
In 280th place, with 1,510 points, TSTC, Sanely Psychotic Sophomores.
In 277th place, 1,520 points, created by Joss Whedon, and Trivia 38, Smell the Fumes.
And, I have been. Yeah. I have been. Help.
And, boy, I'm telling you. And Not Should Have Entered Still, Truckin'.
276th place, 1,530 points, PLF, Revenge of Pongo's Little Finger.
And in 275th place, with 1,545 points, is Babs Amazing Technicolor Dreambox.
274th place, 1,560 points. Yep, Cabbage.
273rd place, 1,585 points is FarQ.
Yeah, FarQ too.
FarQ.
272nd place with 1,590 points is Team Evenflow.
And in 271st place, I didn't fix that yet again, 1,595 points is Building 7 Was Dan's Idea.
In 270th place, 1,615 points is The Trivia Misfits, Up, Up, and Away.
And in 269th place with 1,630 points is Bad Shepherd and the Missing Flock.
In 267th place, 1,635 points is The Undead Monkeys and Fromunda Cheese Factory.
Okay, I'm writing here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 264th place, 1,640 points, is Alzheimer's Candidates and Staff, and Hannah and the Psychic Avengers, and All Ducked Up in Custer.
In 263rd place, 1,650 points, is Ellen DeGeneres is Having My Baby.
262nd place, 1,655 points, is Dapper Dogs Ask Us About Our Wieners.
261st place, 1,670 points, My Dog's Evil Monkey Shaved the Cat.
And in the 260th place, with 1,680 points, is Close Enough Construction Company, LLC.
259th place, 1,695 points, is We Are the Funk in Dysfunctional.
And in 258th place, with 1,710 points, is Our Super Odd Team... Drink Milk Because OJ Will Kill Ya.
Ah. 256th place, 1,725 points. Our Super Odd Team returns, and get off my case, I'm drinking it.
In 255th place, with 1,765 points, is Mamushkis.
254th place, 1,775 points, is Bonnie's Got Her Beer Goggles On.
Oh, come on. Okay. Nobody gets that.
They just don't appreciate it. Yeah, it's old.
It's old? That's okay. Old. All right. Well, then I'll shut up. 253rd place with 1,780 points is Daniel Lin's Ants Show Us the Money.
252nd place, 1,800 points, Stockton Ridge Fire Department, Feel Our Heat.
251st place with 1,850 points is Pooper Man Returns, Enema of Kryptonite.
There you go.
Thank you.
They woke up.
Yeah.
250th place, 1,840 points is Bubba Grump and His Testy Tentacles.
And in 248th place with 1,845 points is Trendy Contraceptives and The Ho-Hos.
247th